Episode 8, Issue Responses 962 through 1151. Response 962. Lack of confession times in parishes. Parishioners will have more respect for the Eucharist if they are in a state of grace. Sadly, I don't think people know what it means to be in a state of grace. Priests need to address how sloppily people handle communion. It is hard to watch. Response 963. It's a failure wholesale. Priests come from the laity, who are now poorly catechized in large numbers, lax, and only think about God when something goes wrong or they need something. The hierarchy of the Church is a reflection of heaven. We need more, well-catechized, well-formed priests. The seminaries need to be cleaned up of all the filth. There needs to be structure, directed by the priest, for each diocese. Mass should be about the sacrifice of our Lord. The importance of community cannot be understated, but we aren't Protestants. We need Mass to be focused on the awe-inspiring miracle that takes place every time it is said. These community activities need to be focused on faith. Catechesis needs to be done from concrete foundations, like the Catechism of Trent, which is clear, precise, and final on moral issues. We need to stamp out certain ideas such as marriage being a vocation, which it is not, because that places marriage on par with vocations. We need to encourage vocations. This will mean diocesan priests aren't tending to three different parishes at a time, and we can foster what is needed. Confession needs to be available every day, and it needs to be extolled for its necessity. Now is the time to be John the Baptist. But unlike some of the fellow traditionalists that we see online, we cannot lose compassion because it is lax wherever we see it. But God's law is ours to spread, not to alter. Compassion that compromises on divine law is not compassion at all, it's poison. Young people are craving structure and laws that don't falter under scrutiny, which is why so many are attracted to traditional parishes and SSPX Mass DS. The Latin Mass provides two things: the mystery that draws people in. It makes people take time to understand what's going on. It requires contemplation in order to participate, which then emboldens the spirit and one's faith. And it places primacy on the sacrifice and not the laity, that the Mass can be said privately without the faithful present. It would continue if nobody showed up. I could go on for hours about this. What we need is a return to tradition, so that we can slowly build up from there, because there are many circumstances of the modern world that tradition doesn't have a concrete answer on. We need a strong hierarchy that is willing to suffer, to show us how to suffer in persona Christi, and we need to collate and strengthen our communities in making the faith an everyday occurrence, consecrations of the family to Sacred Heart, blessings of everyday items, book lists that are approved for the faithful to read. Your average Joe shouldn't necessarily read the Summa without a guide. We need structure, and we need to be told no. We need father figures that are steeped in God's law, and are unwilling to falter, and we need it yesterday. Response 964. Failure to remind both males and females that modesty in dress is important and is necessary out of respect for the Blessed Sacrament. Allowing children to put on plays during the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Response 965. Lack of respect and community. Response 966. The diminution of the importance of confession, e.g., linking confession to being in a state of grace, and therefore worthy to receive the Blessed Sacrament. Confessions by appointment, to suit the priest, rather than being frequently available, such as before and after Mass. Hidden or missing confessionals. Failure to provide pertinent catechesis after the sinner has confessed. You know you're in a good church when you walk in and see the tabernacle in the center of the altar, the red lamp indicating the real presence, and visible confessionals with lineups. Response 967. Some priests act as though they are handling everyday articles instead of the body and blood of Jesus. They show little reverence. Priests who invite everyone to the Eucharist. At some parishes there is very little time for confession, and it is not encouraged as a monthly practice. Penance services make a mockery of the sacrament, just state one sin. Response 968. More Catholics are reading the Bible for themselves. They have realized that so much that they have been brought up to revere has nothing to do with Jesus or the apostles. It's man-made traditions just added on through the centuries. This, homosexual abuse of children and allowing pro-abortion politicians to receive communion, and punishing priests who speak out about it, is totally hypocritical. I know I have stepped back and wondered why I should listen to the church about anything. Response 969. People need to understand the importance of God's supernatural world. End of times, it's real and exists with us like the air we breathe. We need to remove the preoccupation with the material and spend more time building our faith on the loving and righteous dimension of the supernatural. We need to prepare ourselves, in God's way, to battle with the end of times. We need to worry more about what God wants and not what people who act like gods want. I'm thinking the end of mercy will come sooner than later, and then God's righteousness will reign. We need help to be ready for that. I'm very disgusted with the United States no longer requiring the men in seminary to learn Latin, and forcing out Latin Mass ES. I'm upset with priests taking the lazy route. Fast Sunday Mass ES and less than 20-minute daily Mass ES. I'm upset with priests who tell me the Archbishop of America says we are not supposed to be on our knees to receive communion. Response 970. Singing texts that are banal, trite and or conflict with Catholic belief. Also, singing about coming to the table when you only get halfway down the nave when EMHC Betty from Pew 3 meets you for communion. Response 971. Readiness to depart the church as quickly as possible at close of a Mass. Response 972. Proper catechizing of the faith. A true understanding of having a relationship with Jesus Christ. We hear so much about Christ, but so often Catholics lack a true love and relationship to Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Response 973. Removal of altar rails, kneelers, Gregorian chant, infrequent and shortened confession availability. Which is most necessary of all? Response 974. Communion service in place of the Holy Mass. Poorly trained deacons and altar servers. Response 975. The statements in the JRM, mistranslation of the freestanding altar description, and forbidding any adoration, hymns for communion. Response 976. I think the overall unwillingness of the clergy and hierarchy all the way to the Pope to stand up for and profess Catholic moral teaching has caused the Church to become irrelevant in the eyes of many. Also, closing the churches for COVID told people that Mass was not priority or essential, to quote a word spewed by government authorities. Response 977. Preaching from the pulpit about the real presence. Response 978. Availability of confession. Education of Catholic young is inadequate. Response 979. Allowing the faithful to kneel to receive Holy Communion is a radical departure from the tradition of Latin Rite Catholics. It also deprives us of a moment to prepare for the coming of the Lord and to properly recollect. Response 980. The TLM is the best liturgy to believe in the Eucharist. Many of the clergy act like they do not believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, especially the modernists, the homosexual, and heterodox ones. Response 981. The Pope, cardinals, priests do not counter the popular culture. Response 982. Priests do not catechize. They leave others to teach the faith. And when the clergy do teach, it is not always along orthodox teachings, but feel-good, non-offensive suggestions. Response 983. Cessation of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 984. Internal battle between novice Ordo and Tom. Outward disrespect of the Pope. Response 985. Post-COVID folks thinking that they can attend Mass online. Failure to catechize the children and teens seriously. We lose a lot of teens to the more popular Protestant youth groups. Do they even know that they are walking away from the real presence? Response 986. All of the reasons presented in this survey have been part of the lack of belief in the real presence of our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. Modernism and the false implementation of Vatican II in the U.S. and the horrible interventions of Annibale Bugnini in the liturgy to simplify and Protestantize the holy sacrifice of the Mass have resulted in the lack of belief of the real presence, along with decline in vocations and people fleeing the Church in the last 50 years. The smoke of Satan has filled the Church. Response 987. Failure to remind Catholics that extra ecclesiam nulla salus. Response 988. In general, lack of catechesis in all aspects of Catholic faith. Recent converts in a good instruction class know more than most cradle educated in the last 56 years. Response 989. Sacramental wine is not offered in any of the Northeastern churches I attend. However, in many of the Southern churches, both wealthy and humble, in states like TN, MS, AL, LA, where I have attended Mass, they are offered to those who want. A few years ago, I asked the priest of a church I go to if I could make a donation so he could buy a case of sacramental wine. I told him I would be last so there would not be a concern amongst the nuns who take. People were scared of COVID, lots of people and priests wore masks. He told me he could not do it because then he would have to offer the sacramental wine to others who may want to have it. At Holy Communion we hear about receiving the body and blood of Christ. Do this in memory of me, the blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. I am not a theologian. But I always ask why. This Sunday, I explained myself to a mother and young adult son after Mass. The three of us prayed that our churches begin to offer the sacramental wine. I feel blessed that I found your site. Response 990. The importance of genuflecting. Teaching the laity how we clean and care for chalice and cloths. And care for altar after communion. Response 991. Them seeing church only as a place to go on Sunday only. There needs to be education on days of obligation that are more than just Easter and Christmas. Lack of involvement is big problem. Response 992. People wear yoga pants and shorts to church. Also, the church shut down and told us we cannot receive the body of Christ, and that's fine because of fear of a virus. Response 993. Lack of confession times. It can't be serious to receive the Eucharist in sin when there isn't opportunities for confession. Response 994. Allowing priests and bishops to interpret for themselves creates too much individuality in the church. Catholic schools are way too liberal in teaching theology and actual Catholic faith to students, and we as parents have failed to teach our children this as well. Response 995. The come as you are attitude that was encouraged in the 1980s. Jesus is our King and we should honor that by dressing modest and dressy clothes. Response 996. Failure to educate music directors about appropriate music for the liturgy, especially the great heritage of chant. Failure to educate lay liturgy committees, the blind are leading the blind. Failure to instruct the laity about the three transcends, truth, beauty, goodness. Failure to offer challenging adult theology instruction in the parish. Failure to improve CCD. Total chaos with incompetent lay teachers, waste of time, kids hate it. Response 997. Some priests and bishops get involved to politically outside the church and set a real poor example. Response 998. Absence of altar rails. Response 999. Appropriate attire to approach the Holy Eucharist. This is major. I've seen what could be considered a swimsuit during a confirmation. RCIA does not cover this and is very poorly taught. Response 1000. Women not wearing veils, lay women, women giving Eucharist to people in church, changes on Second Vatican made everything not sacred. it became too casual to the point that people wear very indecent clothing in church, especially in summer. How can men or teenager men concentrate to pray? Response 1001. Lack of dress standard. Lack of clearly articulation that leaders such as Biden, Pelosi et al. Are not in a state of grace. Using prayers that refer to the host as bread in close proximity to communion. Homily content that does not follow Catholic teachings. Response 1002. There needs to be a focus on catechism for adults about all the faith. Many Catholics were last catechized in school. Rosary marches in all cities and also Eucharistic adoration without music and more sacred. Take out the V2 guitars. We need events like the March for Catholics we did in Peoria. A national event. Response 1003. Failure to admonish Catholic leaders and politicians when they promote sin and the decline of Catholic teaching in our once great universities. Response 1004. Educating children on the real presence and importance of attending Mass. Response 1005. Regular preaching about confession/wait to receive Holy Communion until your life is right with God. How many Catholics approach for communion while knowingly violating in areas such as use of contraception/living together without marriage/homosexual lifestyle in priesthood yet carrying on in offering the Holy Sacrifice? In short, everyone needs to at least be on the purgative way or they will lose their sense of the sacred, especially the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Response 1006. The nonchalance with which our Lord is received, with no care given to the particles of His precious body. If every particle was cared for, and that means receiving kneeling, on the tongue, with a paten, it would go a long way. Believing He is truly present in the Eucharist means acting like it. Response 1007. Being hurt by the Church. The arguments going against the Church. Not being taught about why we believe what we believe. Response 1008. Education of Mass and Eucharist. Response 1009. People need to understand what the Mass is, especially from a biblical perspective, and how it connects the Old and New Testaments. Not simply an imposed obligation to keep one from going to hell. Response 1010. The practice of lay Catholics leaving Mass immediately after receiving Holy Communion. Making the sequence for the Feast of Corpus Christi optional, unlike those for Easter and Pentecost which are required. The removal of scripture references to the damnation of those who receive in an unworthy state from the Mass. The acceptance of TV and live stream Mass DS as an approved substitute for Mass requirements for those Catholics who are in good health. Priests being more concerned about Mass ES being within an hour instead of taking the time to spend with Jesus. The disappearance of Catholic schools, especially in the urban core. Response 1011. Not enough visibility of Catholicism, including Eucharistic teaching, in our media. People need to see it in their everyday lives. Response 1012. The fact that communion in the hand is even allowed as an option is the biggest reason for the lack of belief in the teal presence. Response 1013. The downplaying or avoidance of clergy encouraging or even mentioning the practice of frequently receiving the sacrament of confession to make one worthy to receive Holy Communion. Response 1014. Prevalence of screen culture versus direct apprehension of the natural world. Response 1015. The Tridentine rite of the Mass is no longer the norm. Response 1016. The total abandonment of the Mass given to us by the Holy Spirit Himself in favor of a Protestant Mass invented by a Freemason and implemented through lies and scandal. Response 1017. Hypocrisy in the Church, the lay Catholics are expected to go to confession and offer sincere repentance. Meanwhile, to this day, the Church continues to hide sex abuse. Not enough restitution has been given. Response 1018. Not talking about mortal sin. also, de-emphasizing confession and making it reconciliation. People quit going when they had to face the priest. Response 1019. At our local parish, over the last 30-plus years we became much more Protestant. We tried to be more like other Christian churches. Now, as we attempt to bring back sacredness into the sanctuary, it is difficult. People don't understand, believe, and were catechized incorrectly. I went to Catholic school, Mass on Sunday, and CCD. I knew little about my faith until I was an adult. My siblings have all left the faith. And sadly, this is the norm. In my humble opinion, we need to go backwards. Bring back the beautiful churches, sacred everything, and if possible classical education. I meet children and young adults who know and love their faith far better than I did at their age due to classical Catholic education. We already live in a post-Christian world. Our children don't need more STEM, they need sacred. I certainly did, and I am just now realizing how much beauty in everything helps. Priests need direction and support from bishops. It has become a battlefield in many parishes. I have seen beautiful, holy, Orthodox priests unsupported, criticized, and demonized for attempting to turn the tide in parishes. From a lay person's perspective, money doesn't fix this, or should it be a driving force in any parish or diocese? We need Christ, we need to find him in his abandoned tabernacle, and we all need to adore him. Response 1020. Cardinals and bishops allowing public politicians and other public figures to receive communion with their radical pro-abortionist views. This is disgusting to allow them to receive. Response 1021. I believe the obviously anti-Vatican II stance of this and the traditional Catholics are driving a wedge in our Holy Mother Church's heart. Vatican II was not implemented excellently, but it has some amazing and beautiful truths that should be attended to and not ignored, or as this survey shows, held as heretical. There is beauty in our church, and there are many ways to worship and reverence our Lord in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. Don't drive wedges. Response 1022. Trying to abolish the Latin Mass. Its rigid rubrics and God-centered characteristics are the instant and permanent fix to all our woes, both in belief and action about and in the midst of the Eucharist. Response 1023. People dress immodestly, the lay people and priests no longer genuflect. Response 1024. Lack of modesty at Mass and nothing said from the pulpit in reference to this, i.e. shorts especially in warm climates, images by men, short skimpy dresses, shoulders and other areas bare. Response 1025. Administering first sacraments too early, before children can properly understand them. Confirmation is also undergone too early. Moving it to the young adult years would optimize opportunities for religious education / faith formation during the later teens and early 20s, when people should be more capable of discussing topics such as transubstantiation. Response 1026. 1. Lack of reverence shown by priest for Eucharist, elevating and pausing. 2. Mass being cancelled on Sunday because priest is sick. They should have backups list to refer to. 3. Priests making sick calls in timely manner. Not at their convenience. 4. Priests with a my way or no attitude. Response 1027. Not having formation in the home with regard to all areas of faith, especially love for and reverence of receiving Jesus in Holy Communion and what it means and what it does. Receiving guidance from the parents and other relatives and friends and growing in virtues and biblical and liturgical life. Response 1028. Ecumenism / interreligious dialogue and the watering down of Catholic doctrine for this sake. Response 1029. Statements in and outside of the Mass about what we believe the Eucharist is. The reason we celebrate, its purpose, and what it can do for us. Response 1030. Receiving communion in the hand and lack of overall reverence. Response 1031. Clergy failing to encourage frequent confession among faithful, clergy failing to teach faithful how to pray, clergy permitting faithful to receive communion in the hand and standing, clergy not prioritizing Eucharistic adoration. Response 1032. Words of consecration spoken rapidly and with little conviction. Raising chalice and paten too low and too little time. Response 1033. Restricting or reducing the availability of the Tridentine Mass and the rites before 1962. Response 1034. People need to fall on their knees to receive the Lord. Every time. Head coverings for women. Response 1035. Lack of understanding that the Mass and true presence. Response 1036. 1. Children's liturgy, implemented during the Mass, in which young children, some as old as 10 or 11 that I have seen, leave a Mass before the penitential rite and go off to a separate space for an alternate version of the readings. They miss the actual reading of Scripture and the priest's sermon, both of which are replaced by what looks like a shortened and dumbed-down version of Scripture that does not include all the readings, and they get something to color or play. They come back at varying times, sometimes in time for the offertory, but I have seen them gallop in during the consecration in some parishes. Thus they are taught that the Mass is not important enough to sit through, that it has nothing really to do with Christ's sacrifice, that the Eucharist is just part of a social event, that the priest has nothing to say that is worth listening to, and so they tend to ignore whatever else happens for the time they are stuck in church. Those old enough to receive communion will sometimes go, receive in the hand, then return to the pew to continue chatting or doing something else. There is no awareness that those who go out miss enough of the Mass that they should still attend Mass that day to meet their obligation. Response 1037. Sermons are not filled with church teachings and have been watered down or too politically correct. We need real priests to teach us the truth of our faith. Response 1038. I have taught faith formation for many years. The current program used by many parishes is so watered down and does so very little to teach the hows and whys of our faith. I had a First Communion program from Loyola Press that focused more on recycling and the earth than anything about communion. Response 1039. Presence of the Latin Mass in general. Dress code in the church. Response 1040. As we see and understand that many and most Catholics are in the state of mortal sin, using or agreeing with contraception, abortion, pornography, etc., etc., and receiving the Holy Eucharist in that state. Never going to confession to confess because they don't believe or because they don't understand what they are doing, priests don't tell them, non-believing or lukewarm bishops allowing this all to go on for 60 plus years. We have no shepherds. Very, very, very few. The laity must stop pretending that these wolves are what they are not. They are not. By their fruits you will know them. Even in our Catholic schools they are not taught the faith but watered down fake Catholicism. And the bishops are overseeing them. What else can we expect? God have mercy. Bishop Fulton Sheen, pray for us. Holy Mary, Saint Joseph, pray for us. Response 1041. The Bognini Mass has pedestrianized the Mass, created a smorgasbord of options lending themselves to ad lib innovations. The charismatic movement began at the same time, late 1960s, and has Protestantized people's faith. Response 1042. I'm not sure if I'm answering out of personal desire in the way I want things to be or the way they should be. I do not mean to sound blasphemous or heretical in anything I say. I feel the secular world is creeping into the church and impacting it negatively. I know this is God's church and He wins. I do feel there are some churches that have lost their architectural beauty. The congregation that doesn't wear appropriate attire to a Mass. Response 1043. We should not assume that everyone knows what's going on in the Mass, we need to reach. Better Homilies, Explaining How the Gospel Affects Our Daily Lives. Response 1044. Infighting Instead of Evangelizing. Response 1045. Our church requires families to attend catechism. So while our kids are in class, we get great refreshers on teaching, or for some parents, they hear about the true presence for the first time. I don't think many other churches do this. Also, no sports in Catholic schools on Sunday, and explain why. Also, those not attending Catholic school but who go to catechism are not welcome to take part in things like altar service. They are pretty second class if they can't pat tuition. This turns so many away. Response 1046. Young, 20 to 30 years old, that were educated in public schools and did not receive CCD. Or, that CCD classes were after school when the children were no longer able to be attentive. Response 1047. Pope shaming TLM. Response 1048. Homilies are not teaching the faith clearly. Most priests aren't giving valuable insight and instruction. Response 1049. Accepting and promoting the Latin Mass. Response 1050. Bad catechism in general, attempts to act just like Protestants, bishops concentrating on social justice issues instead of the faith, no plans to address the aggressive secularization of the West, or even seeming to notice it, half-hearted attempts at national programs everyone can tell are meaningless and not even sticking with them, proving they were meaningless. The complete failure of the bishops as a body to do anything about gay, or even same-sex, abuse and impropriety. Response 1051. Lack of emphasis in modest dressing before the King of Kings. Response 1052. Having adoration 15 to 30 minutes before Mass, no signing at the entrance, seeing is believing. The churches that have adoration have less than 20% of their parish participation. So you have to bring the Eucharist to the remainder. After a period of time, a year or longer, they will start to understand. Response 1053. Lack of weekly Mass attendance by laity. Poor Catholic school theology programs. Lack of a sense of the sacred generally and in society generally, culture of death. Response 1054. Casual dress at Mass. Women are the worst. Response 1055. Lack of teaching at home. Response 1056. Using the church for programs, clapping at performances, loud talking before Mass, inappropriate clothing, breastfeeding during Mass. This is a church and God is present, not hall for entertainment. Response 1057. Division in the church. Response 1058. The abandonment of the availability of confession. The Eucharistic revival will fail because of the lack of emphasis on confession first. Holy Communion received in the hand makes the Eucharist casual. Response 1059. Failure to teach what is sin, why it offends God, consequences of sin, importance of sacrament of confession, Jewish roots of why animal sacrifice, why must eat the animal, how does eating it atone for sin, Jesus' sacrifice as the last bloody sacrifice. Response 1060. At funerals, the priest fails to announce the importance of the Eucharist. Holy Communion is for Catholics in a state of grace. Response 1061. Strict genuflecting in front of the host and the tabernacle. Too much focus on the altar instead of the tabernacle. Response 1062. Failure to provide a national high-quality religious education program for kids and adults. One that would set a standard. So many times different religious leaders give such different answers to questions regarding the faith. A strong educational program teaching the true presence, the true beauty of reconciliation, and a strong catechism foundation. Response 1063. Poor catechesis in general. Lack of fortitude by clergy, in stating and defending church teaching, in homilies and in public. Response 1064. During COVID, the church let government come between the Catholics and the Eucharist. They also kept the precious blood from us even longer. The body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ, is not to be put away in fear, unless it's only bread and wine. They made decisions in fear instead of love and diminished the perceived value of the Eucharist. If we cannot live without the Eucharist, they put our souls in danger. You see the vast number of Catholics who did not return after COVID and the Synod on Synodality did not reach out to them at all. Response 1065. Low percentage of children who have access to and can afford daily excellent catechetical Catholic teaching by religious who are faithful to the Catechism. Response 1066. Poor or lack of catechesis. Response 1067. Pushing the traditional Latin Mass to the peripheries. The vast majority of those attendees have a strong belief in the real presence and are a great influence. Response 1068. Bowing instead on genuflecting before the Eucharist. Response 1069. Better catechesis at an early age, especially in CCE. Response 1070. 1. Importance of transcendence/spirituality and devotion to Blessed Virgin Mary de-emphasized. 2. Failure of clergy to stand strong in the face of cultural/attitude changes, feel-good attitude of 1950s carried over to belief that Satan doesn't exist and everybody goes to heaven. Response 1071. Many efforts have been established, especially by traditional priestly orders, traditional-minded prelates, priests and apostolates to counterattack the lack of quality in catechesis and de-emphasis on prayer which has contributed to a decrease in belief in the real presence, especially since Vatican II. However, each individual must take responsibility for studying, knowing and living his Catholic faith even amidst the increased chaos in the Church and world today. Personal sin, especially grave or mortal sin, leads to darkened intellects in souls, leading to a decrease in correspondence with the sufficient grace God always supplies to lead men back to the true path of salvation. External gestures and practices, especially in public prayer, do help with the internal belief of the flock. The faithful benefit from reminders from the pulpit to observe the old traditional practices of reverence, genuflecting, silence in church where our Lord is present in the tabernacle, etc., which correspond with doctrine beliefs. Response 1072. Getting rid of the traditional Latin Mass. Response 1073. It's not taught in Catholic schools or in CCD. Also, it should be stressed that if you are not in a state of grace, and explain what that means, then you should not receive the host. No one should talk after communion and the last blessing. Response 1074. Lack of Sunday best attire. Response 1075. Lack of reverence. For example, genuflecting before the Eucharist in the tabernacle. Response 1076. Allowing lay people to distribute communion. Response 1077. Children are not being taught in the home, parents are the first teachers, too many let CCD do it all, it has to start in the home when the child is a toddler. They have to see their parents practice their faith. Response 1078. Immodesty of dress and the casual way people present themselves at Mass. Response 1079. Parents' failure to catechize and live the faith out loud at home. Response 1080. No teachings on virtues, all for love of God. Response 1081. Very casual immodest attire. Response 1082. Influences outside of the church. Divorce. Birth control. Sexual freedom. No nuclear families. Response 1083. Clergy seem devoted to control over service. Old Mass serves spiritual needs, but it's not a ritual of control, so it gets rejected. Response 1084. Lack of frequent confessions, failure to emphasize that missing Mass is mortal sin, rise of virtual Mass DS post-COVID. Response 1085. Failure of clergy to teach genuflection at tabernacle and kneeling when Blessed Sacrament is exposed, and how to dress modestly for Holy Mass. Response 1086. I would say one of the biggest issues I have noticed is the lack of education on the purpose of the Mass and how the faithful should be preparing themselves to receive the Eucharist. I think having confession readily available prior to the start of Mass would also be a great aid in preparing souls for the reception of the Eucharist. Response 1087. Scriptural testimony and typology. The knowledge that God prepared us to receive the Eucharist from the beginning. Response 1088. Lack of adult faith formation. Response 1089. Teaching parents about the real presence. Response 1090. Living in a secular society which has increasingly become more anti-Christian. Also, people merely going through the motions of their faith without really understanding why and what they are doing. Lack of faith, and most importantly, people living in a state of sin due to the neglect of partaking in the sacrament of reconciliation. Response 1091. Faith cannot be compromised to suit political agendas and world beliefs. We have to stand up to the truth by revealing the truth and not go around it or bend it to make it convenient to suit people's intentions or expectations. God does not belong to us, but we belong to God, for He created us in His image and therefore we owe Him love, reverence and worship. As His beloved sons and daughter we nay to long for His food, the true body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist, to nourish our souls, renew us and to share that blessing of grace with others so they may come to be in communion with Him. Hence, as reverence and worship, we need to be clean from sin in our hearts when we go to approach the banquet table, the altar, to receive Him on our tongues, and we should not expect that His body and blood be given to us in our pews just because we are disabled or are in the choir singing for the communion procession. I say this because I see most churches take the communion to the disabled and to the choir pews, where comes the longing, the adoration, the reverence to receive the real presence to be nourished and renewed? Response 1092. The restriction of the Latin Mass has negatively impacted the belief in the true presence by a great amount. Most of the previous questions concern major issues with the new Mass that would be fixed if the practice of the old Latin rite was widespread. Response 1093. More widespread teaching about Latin Mass, specifically the Tridentine Rite. I was raised Catholic and went to Catholic school but didn't learn about the traditional Mass until I was in college. I wish I had learned about it earlier and had the opportunity to attend from a much younger age. Response 1094. Proper attire for attending Mass. Response 1095. 1. Minimal confession time availability and not stressing need to be in state of grace. 2. Not instructing faithful in pious practices on entering/leaving church, for Mass or adoration. 7. Not stressing importance of modesty in dress by laity while attending Mass or going to adoration. Response 1096. Act of veiling by woman in church and common for parishioners to dress casually for Mass. Response 1097. Lack of dress code for Mass, wearing irreverent attire when in the church such as shorts, t-shirts, casual clothing. No teaching of the real presence from the pulpit. Too much focus on how God loves us/social justice/worldly issues and not enough focus on the need for being in a state of grace. No emphasis on the teachings of the real presence and the Eucharist in youth education programs, CCD, etc. Response 1098. Stressing being in the state of grace and regularly attending confession with a priest. Reparation for our sins. Response 1099. Using hand sanitizer at the altar and masking up. Letting the faithful pray after the Our Father. Additional prayers imitating the priest with hand gestures while praying. Dress that is casual or scanty. Music that is loud and constant. Response 1100. Laity taking Eucharist to distribute. Response 1101. COVID. You all caved in fear or submission. Should have boldly insisted that Eucharist is essential. Certainly more essential than Walmart remaining open. Response 1102. Lack of reverence. Children and parents thinking it is okay to run up on the altar in a Catholic school. Our Catholic schools need to be deeply rooted in the faith and reverence for the Mass. Response 1103. Failure to emphasize Catholic education as necessary, whether school or at home. Catechesis is lacking from the beginning and also modesty. Response 1104. Elected officials, for example Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, who profess to be devout Catholics, but spit in the eye of the Church with their stance on abortion. They should be gone. Response 1105. Communion on the tongue, kneeling. Response 1106. Failure to remind laity that they are in the presence of the King. People are dressing for the beach, or sports. There is chatting before Mass that is distracting to the devout. Bring back veils for women and sacred music. Instruct servers not to hurry, and to bow/cross themselves when crossing in front of or approaching the altar. Jesus is King and Savior, let's act like it. Response 1107. Lack of good catechesis for first communicants. Instructions on how to reverently receive Holy Communion, i.e., don't chew it, return to seat reverently, realizing that one has just received body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus Christ. Response 1108. Lack of education for adults on the catechism, lack of opportunities for adoration, lack of willingness by clergy to answer questions for adults. Response 1109. Our prize making fun of those wanting to be reverent and making jokes about those who receive on the tongue. Response 1110. St. Paul's call for one to be worthy, state of grace, to receive is found nowhere in the 3-year cycle of the N.O. Yet in the TLM, congregants hear it 3 times a year. Bring it and other hard sayings back into the N.O. lectionary. Response 1111. The explanation of the Mass from beginning to end for clarity. I have heard so many say they do not understand. I was educated by one of Scott Hahn's books about the Mass. Response 1112. No one tells the laity that missing Mass on Sundays is a mortal sin if one is not sick. Reverence during Mass, during the consecration. We must catechize the children to receive kneeling and on the tongue. Response 1113. More education that the Eucharistic is the body of Christ from an early age and every Sunday at Mass. Response 1114. The Catholic schools are failing to assist the parents in instilling this understanding. The Catholic school are lukewarm. Response 1115. Did I miss communion in the hand? CCE taught by well-educated Catholics, clergy, nuns. VBS, it's all Protestantized and most are more focused on Bible stories than Catholicism. Themed VBS that are on scuba and jungle have lost the focus on God. Response 1116. Educate every cardinal, bishop and priest on the history of the N.O. and how it Protestantized the sacred liturgy. Do not dismiss this suggestion without having at least some clergy take it up and report back. Consult with TLM advocates to select the materials to read/view. Also, launch a US-wide campaign importuning prayer for priests, bishops, cardinals, and the Pope. Response 1117. Lack of belief in the real presence is linked to lack of catechesis about who God is and his existence and works such as the creation narrative. Unbelief in the Bible goes back to unbelief in Genesis. In 2019, Pew Research's survey of self-identified Catholics found that 87% believed humans evolved. Catholic educators teach that cosmic and biological evolution are compatible with Catholicism as long as one understands that God did it. Response 1118. Lack of adult catechism classes. Fourth education and doink you are a fully educated Catholic. Homes are not mini churches. Priest and lay ministers not attending adoration. If you get a paycheck, it should include at least 1 hour of adoration. Maryland has two dioceses, Baltimore and Wilmington. Poorly educated Catholics are writing surveys. Response 1119. Reconfirming a church dress code for parishioners to show reverence. Response 1120. People marrying the spirit of the age, believing the church should follow and bend to the culture, not the other way around. Marxism, modernism, the sexual revolution and whatever makes me feel good mentality all makes the real presence seem irrelevant. Response 1121. Proper and complete formation and instruction for all sacraments. Response 1122. 1. Priests lack of time available to educate laity and answer questions from laity. 2. Homily that do not educate and guide laity in the faith. Response 1123. I think there should be a bigger push for continued education in the faith after confirmation. I didn't realize how much more there was to learn until my late 20s. That's over 10 years, and now I'm trying to find ways to educate myself on the faith to further my understanding. Response 1124. The deep state hierarchy within the Catholic Church purposely trying to destroy our faith. Response 1125. All of the heresy and apostasy in the Vatican II anti-church. Response 1126. The sign of peace takes our adoration and attention away from Christ as he has just incarnated and offered himself to us at the consecration. We turn around and laugh and wave, having been instructed that being a pal to the guy in the next row is more important than adoring the most sacred body and blood of Jesus who gave himself to save us. The irony blows me away. Response 1127. Failure to catechize so that people know their Catholic faith and why we believe what we believe. Response 1128. Failure of the bishops to ensure proper catechesis, to rein in errant priests and allowing the abuses mentioned. Response 1129. Emphasizing all feast days and traditions of old. Response 1130. The lack of Christian formation and the lack of awareness of the need for a personal relationship with God. The lack of opportunities to develop Lectio Divina, silent prayer and other basics of being a Christian. Response 1131. Discontinue use of communion rail. Less reverence if not kneeling and receiving on the tongue. Response 1132. My parish is St. Patrick's Cathedral. Response 1133. Loss of the practice of veiling. Response 1134. Pope Francis confuses people of weak faith. It's unfortunate that people are of such weak faith and turn to Orthodoxy or Protestantism or something else, but reality is what it is. Most of the bishops are liberal and weak. They are supposed to represent their flock and guide their flock, and often it seems as though they are our oppressors. There are many young priests who are solid, but plenty of terrible priests, especially old ones who take a wet blanket approach to the priesthood. Response 1135. Using a one-man band for choir and having extreme loud music, digital music instruments. Response 1136. Failure to talk about sin and evil in homilies. Failure in kneeling to receive Holy Communion, the closing of the churches during COVID while restaurants and grocery stores, salons, bars, etc. stayed open. The church caved in and abandoned the faithful when it needed them the most. Response 1137. Creating a Catholic culture by encouraging large families. Restoring home enthronements to the Sacred Heart, incorporating a prayer room or home church. Priests need to be vocal on the sins of abortion and contraception. Promoting the Rosary, First Friday and First Saturday devotions. Why every Catholic should be enrolled in the Brown Scapulary Society and why we should wear one. Participating in praying the Little Office of the Blessed Virgin Mother or the Breviary. Promoting the Legion of Mary. Response 1138. Appropriate attire to attend Mass as well as appropriate attire to be a lector, EM, or server. Response 1139. Most people do not believe it is a mortal sin to miss Sunday Mass and holy days of obligation. Response 1140. Wanting to move with the times and watering down the Mass. The Church acted lazy trying to make things easier rather than guarding zealously the worship of our Lord Jesus at Mass. Response 1141. I was not catechized when I was young, even though I attended Catholic elementary, junior high, and senior high. I didn't know this until recently. My children were not catechized when they were young. I did not realize this either until recently. Response 1142. The Church seeming worldly in so many ways, such as falling for and going along with mainstream lies and closing churches and requiring masks for a made-up story. Response 1143. People must see the joy it brings, the true beauty of the faith must be brought back. The priest should have the final say, not some parish community. They make the faith too cheesy, i.e. be kind, Jesus loves you. That is what is lacking for the youth. I am a youth and the cheesy just makes it seem less real and important. Let the youth experience the fullness of the beauty of the faith. They will rise to it. Let us receive the full beauty, without scripting it so the youth will understand. Show them the beauty, Christ will attract him, the truth will follow, and then conversion. Compromising leads to nothing, be charitable, but faithful. Give us the truth, beauty, and goodness, so that we can bring it to the world. Response 1144. A growing reticence to boldly declare that the Catholic Church, along with our separated Orthodox brethren, is the one true Church and that the Catholic faith is the one true religion. Also a growing reticence to boldly declare Catholic moral teaching. Response 1145. Lack of standard for dress in churches, particularly during the Mass. Bring back being scandalized by scandalous actions. Response 1146. General catechesis on the Catholic faith. This is needed to help lead people to the Eucharist. Response 1147. Bishops and priests lack of humility and unbelief themselves. They can try to have a Eucharistic revival all they want, but that is not going to make people believe in the real presence. It starts at the top, so they need to take a good look at the direction the Church is headed. More secular all the time, priests, bishops, and a pope who do not care for tradition. Our bishops caring more about money and how much they can get from the government, so they can squander even more, while many of their charities support the LGBT agenda, abortion, birth control, the Democrats, and the list goes on. The day the hierarchy gets rid of gay priests and those supporting them is the day I might believe that the hierarchy really cares about what is happening to our Holy Catholic Church. Until then, I will give my diocese and the Vatican no money, I will keep attending the Latin Mass, and if the Pope tries to ban it for all diocesan priests, then I will find a priest who does not work for a diocese and go to his Mass even if I have to drive an hour or two each Sunday. Then we shall see if the Pope tries to ban all orders who say the Latin Mass. I will resist. I have had too much of the social Mass, DS and priests who try to be funny and think we need to be of the world. You might call them wolves. Response 1148. Education and discussion regarding the real presence. Response 1149. Lack of reverence by the clergy. Response 1150. The Pope and his ruining the understanding of what is sacred and what's not and punishing great bishops and promoting pedophiles. Response 1151. Failure to preach on the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, hell. Failure to catechize about mortal sin and the loss of sanctifying grace. Apparent support in the priestly hierarchy and from public platforms for abortion, homosexuality, contraception, divorce. Very significant, a promotion in the Church of the idea that all religions can / do lead to God, this false ecumenism, which leads souls to hell by telling them they need not conform themselves to Christ's teachings and the one Church he left for us.